Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're going to get to the first of our very interesting guests. Gary, who are we speaking to now?
Yes, to Councillor Fanzela Nkobeni, who's the MMC for Transport at the City of Johannesburg. Good afternoon, Councillor.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, guys. I hope you are well.
Thank you very, very much. We are well, and thank you so much for joining us. Councillor, my colleague and I took a drive around Johannesburg City Centre. This was 2 weeks ago,
Gary. 2 weeks ago, yeah.
And there's a number of things that we saw. One was the terrible, terrible litter problem, which fortunately is now being cleaned up. We actually got photos last night. So we're dealing with one problem at a time. Another one was the, you know, Joburg water will come, they'll do repairs, they'll dig a hole, and the hole is still there. It is there for so long that there are plants growing in the soil that was removed from the hole, and people are walking, having to walk around it. Why isn't JRA well fixing it up?
Well, I think, firstly, thank you very much for the opportunity, and good afternoon to your listeners. I think I would want to know the area as well so that I can get the JRA to go and look at it. But what
Kotze Street, Hillbrow, there were a lot of them. Lot of them.
Yeah.
We took photos, so we can actually send them to you.
That would be much appreciated, because there is now a service level agreement between JRA and Johannesburg Water, which basically gives Johannesburg Water a responsibility to fill up the holes after they have fixed whatever leaking pipe that they were fixing. This was done, you know, to really limit the bureaucracy between the two entities to ensure that things are done as quickly as possible. Because previously, that's what used to happen.
Yeah.
They will just dig a hole, they will fix the pipe, and then they will notify JRA to come in and close there. So that's a long, you know, bureaucracy that sometimes it takes long. So to resolve that, we said, let Johannesburg Water, you know, do the work. They have now contracted, you know, some contractors to do that for them. All we do as JRA is to go and oversee that the job is done properly and according to the specs. And that is what they should be doing. But if you are informing me that there are some that are still open, we'll definitely go and check them up and inform them to come and close them up.
I see from your press statement, Aris Sebetseng has filled almost 19,000 potholes, but Johannesburg's deteriorating roads are cause for serious concern. So we've gone through your press release. Aris Sebetseng, you know, it's a community initiative to get residents to clean up areas. Is that correct?
Yes, that's also another part of it. We launched the phase two of Aris Sebetseng a few weeks ago with the executive mayor, which focuses on cleaning campaigns and ensuring that communities participate.
Right.
But this other sort of thing that I'm referring to is the phase one of it, which we launched earlier in the year. And when we launched it, it was in Alexander, in Region E, here in the city of Johannesburg. And what we basically do, we noticed the backlog, you know, after COVID. As you know, JRA as an entity was not working for close to about, 2 years of COVID regulations. They were not actually doing any work on our streets, not filling potholes because of the regulations. So when we came into power in December, we picked up that there's a huge backlog in terms of road maintenance. And we embarked on this RCDC, where we brought in other regions, other depots from other regions to come and assist in one region, to claw back on the backlog in that region. So we have been doing this crossing the city, fixing potholes, you know, cleaning the stormwater drainages, fixing traffic lights that are not working, that some of them being vandalized, you know, building them from scratch, and fixing the guardrails on the streets that have been, you know, damaged by accidents and cars that are, you know, hitting them. So we have been doing this across the city. We started in Alexander Region E and surrounding suburbs. This past week, the past 2 weeks, we were in Soweto, and we now go into mid-rent area, region A, to go and do the same.
Yeah.
So we have been doing this, and we can see that we are making progress. Like I said, 19,000 potholes filled, you know, since around late February. But the challenges are still there, and you can see
absolutely.
That our roads have really taken a knock.
Our roads really have, Councillor, And I mean, it's a huge concern, this, that the roads are deteriorating faster than we can repair them. And I mean, what is the take on these initiatives where local communities themselves are just going out and repairing the potholes, that they've just had enough? And we see so much of this on social media where private individuals, farmers, whatever, are just going out and they are repairing their own potholes. What is the take
until they're sued?
Until
they're sued by the municipality because it's not their mandate.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
And I mean, we shouldn't get to that point, but that's where we are now. Residents have taken matters into their own hands. But that's what we are fixing. As this new administration, we have committed ourselves that the first thing that we will do will fix the entity itself. It's been dysfunctional. The leadership of the entity was really on not doing what they're supposed to do. In fact, when we arrived, there was no board whatsoever.
Yeah.
The positions, the senior managers' positions were vacant. So we are sorting out the entity. We are now obviously getting the resources in terms of the budget. Today, the MMC of Finance announced the allocation to JRA. I mean, you know, some of the simple things that need to happen with a road agency is that we need to have trucks that will carry asphalt, that carry general workers to go and do the work. We didn't have that when I came in. There was a contract that has expired a long time ago. So we now have all those resources now in place, you know, the specialized equipment that helps us to unblock the storm drainages, you know, they call it jet back. You know, so we're getting all the resources now. And we are committed to fixing
ours. No, thank you, Councillor. Councillor Funzeli Nkobeni, MMC for Transport at the City of Johannesburg, thank you for your time.